episode 38, Underground Espionage 38. I believe we are 38.
You should really look at that, Mike, before you start talking. It's been a few times now.
I usually try to.
Well, here we are on episode 38. By the skin of our
38
teeth.
38 and we're late.
By the skin of our teeth.
38
We have
yes.
made it. So after recording this, I have to finish packing. We are going to get on a plane tomorrow morning headed for Tennessee, then going to Kentucky, then going to Indianapolis.
This is true. We are one more trip for the year. Family trip.
Mm-hmm.
Going to visit family, going to a family wedding.
You know, it's times like the, like I, until we go visit people, I guess I don't, I never really am in touch with myself and how I don't know how to dress, what people wear. I feel like I really like question my entire reality when I'm trying to pack.
But I always say, why does that even enter your brain? Who cares? You dress like how you dress. You're hotter than everybody.
Oh,
you have better taste than everybody and you dress better than everybody. I don't, you know what I mean? Like
it's,
I don't know. I think you overthink sometimes like, oh, why?
Well, you know, I try to modify just to avoid commentary.
No, I get
that. You know
what
I mean? Yeah. Like, sometimes it's not that I'm trying to blend because I can't. Like, I don't dress myself thinking I'm not going to blend. I just do what I like. But then I realize and recognize that when I'm in certain situations, I don't blend. So then I try to, like, imagine, like, what would make me blend a little more.
No, I get that in a way, especially with family stuff. My thing in recent years has really been, like, I don't in any way want to, like, show you something I like, watch it. Like, I want you guys to pick.
I want everybody else's.
And that way,
just experience
I can just,
it's great.
I can just shut my brain off, and it's so much easier as opposed to being like, oh, let me show you this movie that I like, and then like the family's like commenting on it the whole time.
Yeah,
and you're just
like
oh,
weird
this is so annoying.
It's like when I watched, okay, this is in South Carolina, so it had to be in the early 90s. I remember I wanted to watch Motel Hell, and my mom and brother had to share the TV with me when I watched Motel Hell, and I never lived it down. I think they still bring that up to this day. Like, wanted to watch that weird movie where they planted the people in the ground and plucked them up and there was jerky.
It's just so annoying. Yeah. So it's just like,
I'm like,
so I've really like in the, especially recent years have just come to that. Like, cause it's like, look, we like the things we like. I have no issue with someone not liking the things you like, but
people
I also don't want
to not like.
But I also don't want.
I don't expect.
I don't feel like hearing the comment. Like last year, we were watching, which watched the other night, Survivor Series War Games, fantastic. Yeah. The men's match especially, as well as Cena and Dominic Mysterio. But the year before, we were watching it, and we were watching our nephews. And my sister and her husband had gone out, and like the kids were sleeping. You and I were watching Survivor Series, and they come home, and right away, you know, her husband like makes one little comment, like, "Oh, that's not real." And I literally go, "Nope." I go, "No. You can hang here, and like, but you cannot make a comment.
Me?
Like, we've been here all night.
Yeah, we've
peacefully watched your kids all night." And my thing
and we loved it. I loved them so much.
And my thing with always that, actually, my immediate comment was like, I'm like, do you say that when you watch a movie? Like, stop it. Like, stop. And he's like, oh.
Yeah, I don't bust in when you're watching a movie and go, this is real. They're acting. Those people, that's not really Batman.
So,
Batman's not
so
real.
Our tactic has been, and I think it's great. It's just like, whatever you guys want. I mean, within reason, there's obviously things I'm like, I'm not watching. I can't sit, watch. Yeah. Cooking shows are usually pretty good.
Safe.
Just let it go.
Yeah,
I don't need to. I'd rather like
anything about food. Anything food centered. Nice.
It's to me that's the way to go. So no, but look, we're doing that. Looking forward to that. Going to Indianapolis, and then anyone in the LA area, we will be doing Surfing Dead. We'll be back for Surfing Dead on Monday. So that's Monday the 8th. So we'll be that'll be the last one of the year. Looking forward to that. So come on out for that. But we will be back. This is a pretty quick trip, but I'm glad we got this in because it's like weirdly feels like we didn't miss a week, even though we totally missed last week.
Did we really?
Well, because today's, we're recording this on Monday. This is coming out on Tuesday. So technically, but I feel like missing Thanksgiving week is like no one really notices.
Yeah, time is so out of joint right now. It's really, really crazy. But
yeah,
I mean.
And then we won't miss next week. So it's like, it sort of weirdly feels like we didn't miss a week. I'm saying it's my cope. Do you like my cope?
It's a good cope. My time is so messed up right now.
Mine is too.
But the big question is like, can I just wear, the only thing I want to wear is a burnout velvet caftan.
Which is what you have on now.
Can I just wear that and then have no comment?
No. Okay. You'll get commented on. I mean, maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, I think you look great.
Look, obviously, you don't have to think of that. Like, a beautiful, flowing, burnout velvet caftan is beautiful. Yeah. It's the perfect thing in which to drink wine. We're having a lovely, right now for the packing wine, having a Côte du Rhône. I don't know how everybody feels about Côte du Rhône. I rather like it. It's like a, you know, GSM, Grenache, Syrah, Mourvèdre somewhere. And that
it's
Syrah,
great.
Some Syrah blend. Just nice. I think it's perfect with Thanksgiving. We're not eating Thanksgiving dinner.
No.
But we did have a little bite
of pecan pie before we started, and that was good.
Oh, God. Have we recorded anything since I went on a pie bender? I went on a bender.
I don't think so.
I fell off the wagon.
I'm just sort of like
carrying pie.
Look, Gray's doing great. Gray's like out there. Gray's like getting in shape. Gray's
getting
like
in shape, being good.
You know what? He always does pick this time of year, which for us, this time of year is sort of like this is our time of year.
Yeah. Well, last week.
I try not to be terrible, but I'm sort of like.
I lost weight last week and I ate so much pie.
I'm sort of like, we're going to cruise out this year, you know, and then like, you know, get started in the new year. But I'm not going too crazy. But with the pie, it's hard. We love pie.
On Wednesday, I had a piece of cherry pie and then I had a piece of apple pie. And then I had another piece of cherry pie because somebody.
You've actually gone crazier than me.
I went wild. And then somebody. Well, what happened was I was around some pie. And I was like, I will have a piece of that cherry pie. And then I was like, well, I got to taste the apple because it's also here and I'm the pie cutter, which I mutilated the pie, did a terrible job. It's fine. And then it was like one of these pie cutting devices that you're supposed to use. You know, Grampy on Betty Boop, how Grampy would like open up an umbrella and cut the cake. It looked kind of like that.
I can picture
it'd be like a thing where you smoosh down the pie.
I can picture it.
It fucking like just smashed the pie. It did not do an elegant cut. That's more cake.
When I said I can picture it, what I started picturing right when I said that was it smashing.
Yeah. And then, well, like you could do it with like a key lime pie, like lemon meringue. I feel
a
like.
A little more firm.
Like
pumpkin.
No, well, yes. No, it didn't work on the pumpkin pie. It mutilated the pumpkin pie. Mm. I'm saying like a more gel. Pumpkin is stickier than you think. I did smush a pumpkin pie, too. That's the first thing I smushed. I digress. I was feeling fruit pie. So then somebody was like, Los Angeles is so weird. Some people have never left Los Angeles, like so many people born in Los Angeles. And there are things that they've never tasted before, which are just weird, right? Like people in Los Angeles never had grits most of the time. I'm used to that. Sometimes they've like never had a biscuit, like a biscuit. They don't know what the fuck a biscuit is. Yeah. Never had cornbread, which you would think maybe because corn. And then cherry pie is like not common here. So they're like, I've never had cherry pie. So a friend was like, I've never had cherry pie. And I'm like, well, we're going to eat some cherry pie. So I'll go back into the pie. I get two more slices. I eat another slice of cherry pie, right? Then I did that. And then I was like, I'm done with pie for the day. I've had my three slices, half a pie. And then I had some pumpkin pie later. And then I had to taste some pecan pie. So I had.
Hey, look. Look, this is a Christmas episode. I imagine all of our episodes this month will be Christmas related. So speaking of pies, I think very fitting. Now, been so many things to sort of what we're going to watch for this. And I've had so many different ideas. We've had so many different things we want to talk about. But then I'm like, hey, you know what? We got next year. We got the year after that. We don't need to do every single thing this year. So I was like, oh, yeah, wait. Why am I? Why? Yeah. I was feeling like, oh, my God, we have to do this. I'm like, wait a minute. we also got next year. We got the year after. We got the year
I
after.
I like how you calmed yourself down.
Yeah, so I'm like, nice. All right. Because, you know, we got a great, great package from Ross from Saturn's Core.
Oh, my God.
With some great, like, sub-wave, like, Christmas. Like, I popped one in, Mary Kilmas 98. It makes, sometimes a wave movie will make, like, a Polonia Brothers movie look like Titanic.
Yeah. Polonia Brothers movies are well crafted. I mean, I stand by them.
Well, no, I'm not. I mean, you know what I mean.
The plotsomeness.
You understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mary Kilmas 98 makes a wave movie look like Titanic.
Mary Kilmas
98. Actually, might be the rarest movie I've ever even mentioned on this podcast, because I actually tried to find any information on it, and there was zero.
Oh, I can't wait to watch it. We had poor planning, but there's been a lot going on.
Well, hey, look,
I'm apologizing because I'm out of guilt. You know?
Out of womanly guilt.
Out of womanly guilt.
It's just your woman
rife
ways.
With it.
Yeah, it's like if you don't apologize or like speak ill of yourself. We had we were hanging out with a friend of ours, a lady friend of ours, and she just immediately like has to cut herself down before anything.
Before any, well, I wouldn't
like,
want
oh,
you to
I'm
think.
Sorry, I look so like ugly or like.
Well, I
it's not even
want
that
you
extreme.
To hate me for all my self-esteem.
Like, oh, I'm sorry, I look like this.
How dare you have self-esteem?
And I'm like, oh yeah,
get
I've almost barfed.
Yeah.
You know, like just when I look at you, like, oh, I'm. You know, so a lot of, but we're definitely going to be doing multiple Christmas episodes throughout December. Obviously, it is our favorite time of year. I mean, you know, Halloween through Christmas is our favorite time. We've long Christmas.
The high holidays.
The high holidays. But today I thought, you know what? We're packing. We're heading out of town. Why don't we just do just a disc that has been with us for so many years, gets played multiple times.
It gets quoted.
Quoted.
Multiple times. Well, in particular
multiple times
one.
A month. A year, what I'm saying. Like, is it
all year,
out?
All the year long.
Well, no, in December.
No, I'm saying it gets quoted. Oh. I say, what do you like, my fancy playing?
That's true. That's
I
true.
Say
Tara,
that.
Sorry, we crossed.
Oh, Dickie, let's.
We crossed. Streams. We crossed there. But. I am, of course, speaking of the something weird. We're going with something weird. We did something weird last week. Fun in Balloon Land. We're keeping with something weird. Something weird. Retro Christmas classics. This is just...
It's a classic in our home.
It is such a classic in our home. A lot of these were put on the Santa Claus Conquers the Martians disc from last year, but not all of them. And my one issue is that you can't play all with those. You have to, like... You know, I like when it seems like those discs now, a lot of them, they're doing the play all, which I prefer because you just want it to go.
Those newfangled discs. Yeah. I mean, you could play all in all the discs now. But like in the beginning of discs, yeah, certainly could not play all.
No.
You had to
select each one. But it's the extra. I'm saying on the new, on the Santa Claus Congress, it's the extras. So it's like each one is an extra as opposed to like one chunk. Whereas this,
Tara. We're all clear.
Well, just making sure. I'm trying to think if there's any... other bookkeeping before we get to it.
Is that what we've been doing is bookkeeping?
Well, I don't know. I was looking for a word to be like, you know, hey, reminder, Failing
okay,
Lights, years
that.
Ending, Dark Ambient, still available from hospital. So make sure to go over there. The sales will be over by now. Got out of the sales pretty unscathed, to be honest. Grabbed a handful of Saturn's Core things.
I still have some nude colored lipstick to purchase after we finish recording. And I'm really excited about the Christmas cards that were released by Honk.
Yes, got those.
Jesus and Kira, beautiful Christmas card. Yeah. Very jizzy. But Mike, the most exciting thing related to a topic that we broached would be fucking New Year's Eve.
We will be going to see Danzig Sings Elvis on New Year's Eve.
I'm
going to,
like,
very excited.
Amazing.
Obviously, it's
crossover.
Been a,
oh
it's
God.
Been a bit. It's been a big Danzig end of the year between talking with Jesus and Kira, and then we did the Sam Hain episode, and then now Danzig Sings Elvis.
And
we
you know, I have a framed poster of Elvis from Elvis Live in Las Vegas under our bed, and I almost feel like I should, like, get it out.
Yeah.
That has been with me since the early 90s.
Yeah, definitely.
Long time Elvis fan.
No, I'm really looking forward to that. That should be a lot of fun. So we will be doing that. Really psyched for that.
So excited. Anaheim?
Yep. Yeah, we're doing it up. We're doing it up, underground
again,
espionage. People,
again,
we're
going
staying
to Anaheim.
The night.
If you're
grabbing a hotel. You know what?
You going to Disney? No. Don't do that.
But we are going to get a hotel because I don't want to drive on New Year's. You know, don't want to drive home. And you want to have a good time.
I want to have a good time.
Want to have some wine. Have some wines.
You want some more wine? I'll give you some wine. Here, I'll pass it down.
I'll have a little bit of wine
I'll pass
there.
It to you. There, Mike. Okay, you're going to have to. Okay, hold on. Let me try the other hand.
Look at that. I had it.
This is a long couch. I had it. You know what I mean? It's like our couch-iversary, too.
That's true.
This was our Christmas present last year to ourselves.
That is
a couch.
True.
A couch that I didn't loathe. God, I wanted to blow that couch.
We
up.
Hated our old couch so much. It's actually still in pieces.
Still in our parking spot. But we said we're going to take it out to large item day on a Friday.
Been a year.
It's been a year.
And that's
you said it would be a year when we did it. I was like, no, Mike, I'm going to bring it out there.
It will be a year.
But I did not. So you were right. Here, cheers to you
cheers
being right.
Cheers to a year.
Good job.
That fan got the fan is like doing like a rotating.
Yeah, it's oscillating.
Never
just
understood
that.
That.
It's been
never understood the rotating fan.
What?
Yeah, it's like why would you get it out of your why would you get it out of your line?
No, but you're the type of guy you want the fan to be on blast right into your face.
Yes.
Yeah, but some people just want it to whiz by them so their eyes don't get dry.
That makes no sense. It's never
here,
made sense.
I'll do it.
To
you know what? You intro what we're going to discuss.
Well. As stated, we
and
are
I'll fix the fan.
Going to discuss something weird, retro Christmas classics. And I mean, I can't even tell you when we got this because it's just been with us for so long.
It's our fanniversary, too. This fan's like a year old
hey,
now.
Hey, man, I'm
we
digging
love
it.
This fan.
I'll admit I'm also a little distracted because clearly our neighbor put their TV right next to the wall. And
shit.
Yeah, I can hear
is
it.
Is it picking up? Hold on, let's be quiet real quick. Let's
no,
see if we
I
can figure out what he's watching.
I don't think it's picking
it,
up.
I think it will, look.
No, it's fine. But, earlier, yeah, I'm hoping that we can drown it out. That's all. I was a little concerned earlier today.
There's bass playing. That's nice. Well, you know what? Fuck
it.
We've been loud as hell.
It might be retaliation
for many years. Like, yeah, we deserve a little bit. It's okay. I thought I just saw them leave, though. Anyway, let's go.
It might be retaliation.
Fuck.
Which, you know what? Fair play.
Fair play. Because boy, we are not quiet.
Well,
the things they must have heard.
We have to thank Something Weird for putting this out, for this being in our lives for so long, and you know, a lot of it is, or a couple of these things are trailers, and it's actually shocking to me that we have not. Watch the entire movie of some of these trailers. For example, the very first one, the Kay Gordon Murray Santa Claus, was got like Santa versus the devil when like the little devil, the mischievous like
puny devils.
Yeah, you do. You God, you wouldn't take that. No one will see you. And like Merlin's in it, and then like
we need to see that.
And then like Santa's lair has like the eye, like the all-seeing eye with the weird thing with the lips, like. It's such a. It's one of those where.
How have we not seen
it? I know, because it's like we've watched.
It's like the canned ham devil, you know?
We've watched the preview for so long, and like Santa shoots the devil with a cannon in the butt. Like, and it just. It has that just total great, like something weird, just like track. Just like Santa Claus conquers the Martians. I'm so glad we have that. Can't wait to pop that on. But the. Yeah, this trailer just starts it off so great. There's that great. Color, you know, old school, just again that thing we talked about with Fun in Balloon Land, and it goes through a lot of these, that thing of like adults making something for kids and they just have no idea. They just sort of like, here's Merlin and a computer eye,
it's a bunch
and...
of things that kids like.
Again,
it's that joyous time when like they weren't trying to like necessarily teach a lesson, they were just like, give the kids stuff they like, you know, we gotta sell commercials here, let's go.
But they like really like, you know, get it wrong a lot of times, or just like get it so sideways, and I think that's the great, like that's Fun in Balloon Land, right? We were reprimanded for not talking enough about the Gold LeMae, the kid in the Gold LeMae outfit. It was thought that we kind of looked past
there was a child in a Gold LeMae diaper walking. It was quite shocking when he was undersea. I didn't want to dwell on it because very uncomfortable.
Just shouting that out, just got a message about that.
You're
so,
right,
you know, I don't want to I don't want,
and you know what,
know
commentator, you are right. It was unnerving, and so was the old man under the sea. Also,
We definitely mentioned
incredibly unnerving. Now,
yeah.
What was I just? Oh, I lost my train of thought.
Sorry, TV show too. I apologize.
Yeah, I was like, can we have Martha? Would you like to have Martha? I wouldn't remember what I was thinking. Would you like to have Martha sing you a Christmas carol?
Yeah.
Martha, come sing us a Christmas carol. Everyone gather around the tree.
Yeah, it's so good.
And like, you know, just the commercial and having like kids that from a local furniture store sponsored ad just like hanging around while Martha sings a song. But it does remind me of like the Muppet Show when they would do things like... you know, they would have this little sequence and they'd be like, hey, kids, do you want to listen to Anne Murray? And, I just had her name in my head and it popped up. Anne Jillian, would you like to see Anne Jillian sing a song? It's like somebody that kids don't even know about, would not care about. You know what I mean? Somebody who sings like very adult content. You know what I mean? Like Anne Murray singing sad songs about losing a child or something. And Anne Jillian is, you know, just lamenting whatnots and they're like, kids, you want to hear her?
Yeah.
Hear Martha sing a song?
But this is such a great one, too, because it's like this, like, black and white. It's so wholesome. Like, it's the one where it's like, exactly. Santa brought Billy a train, but he should have gotten it for Daddy. Like, you know what I mean? It's just that, like, so just like,
Daddy.
I also love in this, as well as the intermission party, is the amount of Christmas seals ads.
Yeah.
I mean, what? It's like to fight tuberculosis.
I mean, we've looked it up so many times. Like, what is a Christmas seal?
It's to fight tuberculosis.
But then you're supposed to, like, put it on your package so that the person getting it knows that you're fighting tuberculosis.
Right, that's what I don't understand. Yeah. Clark Gable does this ad for the Christmas seals, but...
How do you feel about Clark Gable, Mike?
I mean...
Do you think he's the hot tamale that everybody made him out to be? He just is such an unexpected heartthrob. Like, everybody was gaga for Clark Gable, and it just seems like you put...
I mean, he's great in The Misfits.
I fucking love Clark Gable.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like the old-timey heartthrob, like, now it's like Brad Pitt, and then it's like Clark Gable. He's got gap teeth and big ears.
I think it's still Brad Pitt.
He's awesome.
Probably is. I don't know.
I don't fucking know. Probably not. Is it Channing Tatum?
Oh my God, I don't know.
I've never seen him in anything, but I know his name. You could probably pick him out of a line. It's only because of the stripper stuff. Right? Isn't he Magical Mike?
It's very... No, Tara, I am.
I know. Well, we did a side-by-side. I had you dance and I watched Channing Tatum and then I had to choose who was better. You're better.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're my Magical Mike.
But you know what we really appreciate, Tara?
Strippers.
Oh, yeah, female strippers, yes.
Male strippers and female strippers are very different.
I'm going to say that.
Like the show,
strippers.
Like the audience participation level is incredibly different.
Yeah.
Female, and I wasn't prepared for that.
Yeah, I famously was very against you going to that. I did not like it.
But I went.
Yeah.
And I bought lap dances for my friends.
You didn't get one, though.
I didn't really want one.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, like, Dad, I approve that you did not get
one. And then
one.
They had to sit in a chair, and this guy flipped upside down on him and then, like, picked him up and pretended to eat their beaver.
I approve that you didn't get one. I was not.
You know what? Honestly, it looked exhausting.
Yeah.
You have to, like, have everybody watch you.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I like that, like, it's very different, like, going on stage and having a bunch of women watch you be, like, violated versus a nice lap dance in a back room with just, like,
fantastic.
Two people.
That's great. Well, like, three when it's
just three people or four.
Hey,
sometimes four.
Sometimes four.
And then you just sit on your hands and, like, try not to do
it. I always sit on my hands.
I sit
you don't
on
have
my
to
hands.
Sit on my hands. I'm like, just trust me. Like,
I'm sitting on my
I'm
hands.
Sit on
I
my
always
hands.
Sit on my hands. 100% of the time, I only sit on my hands.
Yeah, because it's just, like, I don't... Just,
I don't even want to, like... myself. And, yeah. But again, it's a very different experience, Mike. You know what I mean?
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Yeah, I'm glad we're on the same page. Now, why were we thinking about strippers? Heartthrobs. Clark Gable. Christmas seals made me think about lap dances.
No, and then what I said was, do you know what we love? And then
oh,
you went and
that's
said strippers.
Right. Oh, that's true. What
Look,
else do we love?
It's always going to turn pornographic here on Underground Espionage, but we love Christmas and we love A Christmas Dream.
I like it when they make their butts clap.
Girls?
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's nice.
I mean,
it's nice. I like
really
it too.
Like, you know,
I like it too. I like it too.
I'm open to any butt clapping.
Look at us. Here we go. Just like every episode, all of a sudden we just
there,
start.
There, go ahead. Hey, hey.
Now I'm
think
all
about
like,
this. There you go.
My mind's wandering.
Sorry, Tara. What do we like? Hot pie.
Christmas Dream, Tara. One of the absolute classics in this household. That toy is going in the garbage. Nope. We got to learn a lesson.
Okay, A Christmas Dream. If you have the occasion to see this, I would recommend it. It is bonkers. It's the dream of a child who's gone to sleep and their old discarded, beaten up doll with the hair ripped out comes alive to run amok about their house while Santa is delivering their new thing.
Well, Santa says, he says, "Poor little dolly, I know what we'll do. We'll have a Christmas dream."
And that's exactly how Santa talks, too. And that's not an exaggeration. I would say you nailed that. And then the dolly talks like this because it's adults doing a dolly voice.
And it is dancing like a maniac.
It's a totally...
Please don't throw me away.
Please don't throw me away. Don't you love me no more?
Yeah.
And then the doll dances across the piano as the children watch in amazement.
There's just one girl in this little one. Little girl. Yeah, yeah.
And then the doll goes... Do you like my fancy playing?
Yeah.
And that is the thing I would say we quote absolutely the most. Anytime we're like having a noise session.
And yeah, recording anything.
Recording
at one point,
something.
One
if
of
I
us
do
says,
something
Do you like my fancy playing?
If I'm on the keyboard and I do something shitty.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you like my fancy playing?
It's a true thing that is said here. It's one of those where it's like you almost forget where it came from. Yeah, we say it so much. Do you like my fancy playing?
I do like Dolly's fancy playing.
This dream gets crazy. Because, like, more
it's the most destructive doll ever.
Yeah.
The doll, like, turns on a fan and totally fucking wrecks the place. It's kind of like, you know, it is very much like a Cat in the Hat. Like, I remember reading a Cat in the Hat for the first time, like, the Dr. Seuss book. And I was like, that cat is an asshole. Like, it just seemed very stressful. Like, you know what I mean? This cat comes in and just starts breaking shit and making a giant mess.
Like,
and you're
fuck?
Just like, what are you doing? Yeah. I live here. Stop.
Kind of like this
up.
Doll.
You're wrecking it. And then some people like clap with glee and they're like, yay. And I'm like, that's so strange. This doll is wrecking shit.
So one of my other ideas for today's episode, and again, maybe we'll do it this month or maybe it'll be 2026 episodes, but another something weird thing, a magic Christmas tree. And it's a kid, you know, a Christmas tree that gives him wishes. And his first wish is to have like an hour
strippers.
Of. We would have asked for strippers.
I want a lifetime subscription to
Penthouse
magazine.
Christmas Evil, of course, the greatest.
Negative body image.
Yep. Negative body hygiene.
Oh, sorry. Negative
body hygiene. Yeah. Of course, Christmas Evil is the greatest Christmas of all time. But.
Everybody knows.
Yeah. Greatest Christmas horror or just greatest Christmas, however you want to put it. But. In Magic Christmas Tree, the kid, his first wish is like an hour of power, basically, and he can just do whatever he wants for an hour. And what does he do? He like total chaos. He's like makes some guy's truck like drive away on its own, and the guy's chasing it, and then like all this, and this fire truck comes, and like total chaos. And he's like, his dream is just for an hour of utter and
I want to wreck
chaos.
Shit.
Yeah.
I want chaos. Dude, Dial Code Santa Claus. I kind of want to watch Dial Code
Santa
Claus.
No, they're great
Claus.
Ones. We do. There's so many good ones. But
I love
this
Code
doll
Santa.
Does the same thing. Total chaos. Turns that fan on and just blows everything around the room.
Don't throw me away.
Oh, please.
Oh, please. Oh, please. Remember when you get your new toys that your old toys are still there. Don't throw us away.
But by going bananas and ruining the place, I guess... The kid learns his lesson because, you know, she's like, all right, I guess.
She's like, look at my new dolly. I love you. And I hate all my new toys. Like, all the messages are bad for this regardless.
Yeah, and this does have the Christmas tree with candles as lights, which how cool. I mean, like, just let me go through the motions of it.
Okay. Go through your feelings. Yeah.
Like, candles on a Christmas tree that must have looked awesome.
So you have these little clips.
So cool.
You have a little clip and you clip it on and then you put your little candle on your tree and then you light them.
How awesome. B, how terrifying, because like,
yes, quite like flammable. Like, I mean,
there must have been so many fires.
You don't want it. There were. Yeah, there absolutely were. But I also think that was a time when you would not put up, like, they put up their Christmas tree on Christmas Eve when everybody had a live tree.
Yeah, that was.
And they'd be like, Santa's bringing the tree and Santa brings you a sock full of oranges. And then Santa would like put treats on the tree, like hanging from the tree. Like,
well, that's
the whole
thing is
the
trimming
is
the
like different.
Right. So like the
treats.
And even the trimming of the tree was like, you put up the bare tree Christmas Eve, and then when the kids come down, the tree is
trimmed.
I'm gonna sneeze. So
I know
you're
really going through something right now, man. So yeah. Oh, you want it? Oh, you want a tissue there? Right. My tissue? Well, that's okay. Hey, guess what? I had it in the old caftan. No, no worries there.
But that was such a thing, and that was never a thing we did. Was the Christmas?
Heck, no, I don't know anyone who did that. I mean, clearly we don't do it. We've had our tree up
since the day after Halloween.
Since the day after Halloween.
Yeah,
that's great. And
I love it.
I think it's fantastic. We're going for long Christmas this year.
We did it last year. And honestly, it's just kind of how we're going to do things from now on, because we love setting the atmosphere. We love creating the world. And I would say that, honestly, it's always super inspiring. Like, we've gotten tons of recordings.
Well, the lighting's nice, but also it's like, if you're going to be traveling and you're gone, you don't get to enjoy it the whole time. So put it up whenever you fucking feel like it.
But I mean, I just find it like, we've gotten tons of releases recorded. You know, mm-hmm. I just get inspired.
You get inspired.
In this atmosphere, you know. But
I wish there was some other holiday with a giant decorative tree. It would be fantastic. But yes. So yeah, the clip on and the candles are cool as shit. But also, like, you would need a great tree skirt, because just think about how much wax is like dripping everywhere.
It seems crazy, but also so cool. But also, I mean, I guess
it's really cool. I mean, I do love it.
Oh no, I love it. But I mean, obviously we could.
But I also love the vintage lights that had like the bubbling oil in it. Like, my aunt had those. You know what I'm talking about? The long ones that look like a candle.
Yeah.
And when you turn it on and plug them in, it's like bubbly water.
Look, we got real. We got real lights.
Lava lamps.
We got real lights. An archery, I tell you that. We've always done real lights, but we don't.
When
mess
you say
around.
Real lights, I mean, I don't think that everybody's from California, Mike.
Everybody knows.
Well, I don't think they know what you
non-LED.
Mean.
Non-LED.
We're talking non-LED because at one point here, they.
A lot of places.
They made non-LED lights unavailable.
A lot of
and
places.
So we had to, like, get contraband. I was, like, trying to order them online and get them shipped, and they won't ship to California.
Now they do.
So then, the last time we went to Kentucky during the holidays, we had to travel back with like actual bulb lights, and it was awesome.
But they're so much better. Like, there's no one will ever.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. No one's arguing with you.
Well,
no one's argued. No one's been like,
a,
no,
you know what?
I love
I just
LED
made a straw
lights.
Man, and I'm
Damn.
Knocking them down. I'm burning.
Damn,
you know
I didn't
what I
know.
Did with that straw man. I'm putting a Christmas
Good
candle
job.
On them, and I'm burning
you
them to
did.
The ground.
You went full straw man. I was like, no one's arguing with you. I mean, we have some LEDs.
Yeah,
but then you know, also like. You know, sometimes, like, I...
Yeah, we do have... Well, I mean, obviously, most of our lighting is
sometimes
that.
Sometimes I have very uncool thoughts and very lame thoughts, but I also don't like LED after I found out that, like, animals can see at a faster rate of speed than LEDs flash. And so for cats and dogs, when you have LED lights, it looks like bulbs are flashing the entire time, and it can be disorienting and ruin their mood. Like, can you imagine the whole time it's like a flickering light?
Right, like
they're just like, any flickering light's fucking annoying, but, like, all of their existence around LEDs is flickering light just because they can see a higher rate of speed than we
it's
can. So
totally,
I just think it's torture. And so I don't care about
it. It's totally crazy. But you also
LZSDs.
Know what else is totally crazy? These whiny, greedy kids in A Present for Santa Claus.
Oh, Dickie, let's Dickie.
First of all, what we're going to
we
note.
We say that all the time.
What
too.
We're going to note is that there's two totally different separate shorts on this disc. The kids are both named Dickie and Anne.
Anne and Dickie. I mean, those are the only two names for kids at this time. I don't know why you would. Anne.
These kids are so whiny. They want so much. Like, I hope I get this.
A fire
and this,
truck
and,
this,
a,
and
puppy.
A puppy.
And they're just like so fucking whiny. And the mom's just like,
I'd take a puppy. I love puppies.
Nope. Santa isn't too well off. Santa isn't too well off this year. That's what the mom says to the kids. They have a plan. Why don't we give Santa a present?
Oh, Dickie, let's. Let's give Santa a present, Dickie.
Let's.
Oh, let's.
She says that so much.
How many times do we say, Oh, Dickie, let's.
Or just, oh, let's.
Oh, let's do it. Let's. Oh, let's.
Yeah. They're,
and just like they talk like, because the kids in this day, like, just speak like little adults. Like,
yeah.
You know, these aren't right. like 6-7 kids. These are fucking tiny adults. It's great. They're so, the future adults.
Yeah, so great. And they're like, oh, he's always been so good to us. Let's, Dickie, let's. And then Dick, they're going to look to see what they're going to get.
Santa's always been a darling, Dickie.
Yeah. And they're going to go see, like, look around and see what they can give him. And fucking Dickie wants to give him a damn broken truck. Like, come on,
here's
Dickie.
This old broken truck. Let's give it to old Santa.
You know, and they,
well, he yeah, can fix
these
it.
These kids are retarded. And yeah. Dickie has the then has the bright idea to give Santa their hot chocolate. They're like, it's cold. And the Anne's like, what do you mean? Like, well, Santa would want something to warm him up. She's like, oh, should we? Oh, let's,
Dickie, oh, let's.
So give him some hot chocolate that's going to be cold in like 5 minutes.
Well, their parents give them the hot chocolate when they go to sleep.
Yeah.
And they're like, nah, we'll think of Santa. What do you want to give him? Old hot chocolate? Yeah. So they leave it like out. Yeah, I mean.
And they wanted that in trade for all those presents. And doesn't Santa get milk and cookies at all the places? So it's like.
When do you think the milk and cookies thing started for Santa?
Hey, man.
Like the milk thing?
I'm all about
the cookies thing? I know it's like one of your favorites, but like, when do you think the milk and cookies? And then they do this. The other thing that I don't. All I think is weird, like leaving carrots and shit for the reindeer.
Hey, you know what? They need to get fed too. Donner and Blitzen, like Rob Halford
like
said.
Rob,
but
check it out.
So I'm like, what a crappy present. Some lukewarm hot chocolate, but Santa. He can't believe it. He says, best drink I've ever tasted. Best present I've ever received. Like,
how
what?
Has Santa never tasted
what
a cocoa?
What low expectations.
Well, you know, he's a sweetheart. Like, that's, you know what? That's why Santa is so jolly, because Santa has, like, that Zen approach where he just wants for nothing, so anything he gets is a gift. And that's why Santa is such a marvelous human being.
He's so pumped that he's going to stick a puppy in a stocking.
That's he was like, I've been dragging this puppy around all over the world, not knowing where it's going to go. But I'm going to stick it in your sock.
But
and he literally
puts it
in
his stocking. The kids wake up. They get all those presents are sitting under the tree. Oh, this. And then what do they say? We got everything we asked for. Almost.
And then they repeat it. Well, yeah, Dickie, almost.
Just like, you greedy fucking
everything
kids.
I wanted. I get a dolly. I get a drink.
You greedy
bastards. I get everything
bastards.
I wanted. Almost.
Greedy bastards. And
well,
then,
they left. But you know what? They literally stuck a puppy in a stocking and hung it over the fireplace.
Yeah, and they see a sign saying, you know, to Dickie and Anne, the greatest kids ever or whatever, and pull it up, and there's a puppy just hanging there all night, I guess.
A puppy, Dickie, look. Oh, grand. Look, Santa.
I think Santa was a little too easy on these kids, these little brats.
Oh, well.
You know, I think he really, like, oversold the, you know, the lukewarm chocolate.
Hey, maybe these other kids were just pieces of shit all year.
They were that bad.
You never know. The other kids were super duper terrible. Then we get to see the Rudolph cartoon, and this
classic.
Everybody, I mean, like, I know that probably everyone has kind of discussed this about the Rudolph, all Rudolphs forever. Even the wonderful, like, stop motion animated series.
Of course.
The reindeer are so mean. Like, they're so rude. Like, these reindeer are assholes. Like, it's like you almost want, like, Rudolph to just lay waste. You know what I mean? Like, at one point you want Santa to step in and, like, stop being such an asshole. Like, Santa, Jesus, you're letting this go on?
Oh, you need me to take you to the fog? Fuck you.
Fuck you. I'm going to get him lost. He's, like, unharnesses himself and he's like, figure it out, bitches. And then, like, Rudolph just flies away. Because it's just, like, they're so mean.
You know what? I'm glad he did, because he saved Christmas.
Rudolph
that year.
Listened to his higher self. He did not. He's not like us. He didn't listen to his lower self. He wasn't like, you guys are assholes. I don't need to interact with you. Instead, Rudolph was like, if I just keep plugging away at it and I have a heart of gold and I help everybody out, then it's going to work out in the end. I can save the day for everybody in the world.
Hey, you know what? Good for you, Rudolph. Good for you. But it is great. I love the way this looks. I love the way the animation looks. It is a classic.
And then there's an ad for Snow Queen.
Look,
I like the way that animation looks, but I'm just saying that those reindeer are assholes.
Well, yeah, but Snow Queen is another favorite of ours for sure.
Well, yeah, I mean, we have a well-worn DVD that I purchased.
Which I think has the Rudolph on it as well.
At the dollar store, back when that was a thing. Back when you had wonderful cartoon DVD bins at the dollar store, and I would just flock to them and buy as many as I could that had strange films on them. You used to be able to get really good Westerns. I mean, the movies actually were recorded like shit. Like the Westerns look terrible and grainy, but the cartoons look pretty darn good. And the Snow Queen is no exception. I absolutely love. And we do quote the Snow Queen.
Oh, you're going to put me on a stove?
Turn me into a puddle? Hear me, boy. I love the Snow Queen. Snow Queen is so pissed
She's
off.
So pissed because she hears a little kid be like, I'll melt the snow. I'll put the Snow Queen on a stove and melt her. And she's like,
I'm afraid of a Snow Queen.
She's like,
like he's like, no, Gerda, don't worry. I ain't afraid of no Snow Queen. If she comes in, I'll put her on the stove and melt her.
Oh,
put me on a stove, will you? Turn me into a puddle. Hear me, boy. And then she puts a fucking icicle in his eye and turns his heart into snow so he can't love anybody.
Yeah.
And then just makes him eat Turkish Delight, which is pretty darn good unless it's covered in chocolate. I love Turkish Delight. Unless it's covered in chocolate and then it's too sweet. And that's the truth. If you feel otherwise, you really need to reconsider. Enough. Just enjoy the beautiful treat.
But absolute, water. Absolute classic. Absolute.
Yes. Classic. Absolute. And I mean, we quote that a lot too. Like, oh, what's his name? I forget the kid's name. Brom, Hans, whatever. It's Sandra Dee doing the voice. It's another like Russian animation, so it's fantastic. But Sandra Dee doing the voice is amazing. Sandra Dee, such a dainty cutie pie. I love her so much.
There's a great Nightmare Before Christmas black and white combination animation and actors. It's a good one. The one thing that's great about that is just the image of
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Did I say Nightmare Before
you
Christmas?
You did. You said Nightmare Before Christmas.
It's such in the...
What's it called?
Night Before Christmas.
Night Before Christmas. Yes, that's right.
It's just
wonderful.
Sort of,
never
you
get
just
tired
see
of
it and you just like, you think.
You
it.
Feel warm. You feel jolly. I know that true. And Mike, what is your favorite Christmas carol?
Well, Silent Night is definitely... In the high tops there, if not the number one, and I love the Silent Night on this
with that bouncing ball and a sing along.
Well,
like
and it's got
choir.
The weird like model sculpture that's rotating, so it's like mm-hmm. actual physical and the words are like
it's like
physical.
A stop motion,
you know, they're not...
but it's a model that they rotate.
Yeah, but
yeah,
the, but
fantastic.
The and the words are also like are you know they're not just on the screen they're. Part of the monologue. Like, I love the way it looks. It's just so cool. You know, it's just such a cool. I love
when people actually made. It's not digital. It's great.
Yes, these are the things I'm trying to say.
You're getting so stopped up though. Like, what
I'm
is
not.
Going on with your nose?
What,
like, you're
you
just
call
sneezing.
Me out like that?
Well, I wasn't calling you out. I mean, I think these lovely people who are joining us today. Hello, thank you so much for being here in the underground. Thank you so much
I'm
for partaking.
I'm 1,000% getting sick. So I've been.
Are
trying.
You really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Fuck! Are you kidding?
Yeah,
you
no.
cannot get sick. We have
you,
so much
was,
to do.
I was trying to no sell it. And you're the one calling it out. You're the one.
I thought
calling
you were just
out.
Getting sniffly. I'm going to give you so much vitamins. Yeah. Shit! I would have gotten wellness formula.
You're the one calling it out.
You should have told me.
It's already happening.
I would have pumped you full of supplements.
It's already happening. There's no going back.
Oh, fuck! I don't. This sucks. Oh, we're gonna do a plane ride.
I'll be all right.
Well, we'll see.
I don't think it's going to be too bad. I think it's going to be mellow.
Okay.
I think it's going to be mellow.
I'm going to, like, everybody, you're hearing this all live. This is
yeah,
all
yeah, yeah.
It's
I was trying, I was
us.
Hoping that you were going to, I was just kind of hoping you were going to gloss over it.
Nope. I would have, God, I knew I should have gotten some supplements.
It's fine, dude. It's fine. It's fine.
All right.
We have tons of stuff.
Like what?
like a million.
I don't have any garlic cloves.
Of every
variety.
Those
are the pills that you need. I have all kinds of, like, look.
I was going to ignore
Vista
it.
To right, Santa.
I was going to ignore it.
The kids are also named Dick and Ann. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, the kids just, North Pole looks like a living room. There's a magic helicopter.
This one totally has fun and balloon land, like, trash budget. Like, the, yeah, the living room that's the North Pole. Looks pretty great, but it's just is someone's living
Wait,
room.
Wait, is this the one where the ballerina comes to life?
No, that's coming up.
Oh, that's okay. That's up. The fairy snow?
Yeah. Oh, but no, this one has just, like, that trash budget where, like, you know, you can just tell it was some adult. It feels like Fun and Bloom.
Some street corner.
And they go to, like, parades. Great. They go to, like, a toy shop. It feels...
You see Santa in a parade, and they're like, there's the real Santa being in a parade.
It feels like Fun and Bloom.
Yeah, okay.
It feels like the Fun in Balloon Land, you know? But it's, I mean, it's great.
And then Wizzo the Clown with Stan's Christmas
See,
Circus.
Now, here's another one. How have we not seen Santa Claus's Christmas Circus with starring Wizzo the Clown?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, because we're bozo people. Like, the Chicagoland area was a bozo area. But, like, Wizzo, I feel like that was our regional clown, though.
I just feel... I mean, just, how have we not seen it since this... Since this... We've seen this... this so many times. Like, how have we not sought out?
Put it on your Santa list to watch.
Oh, Dickie, let's.
Oh, Mikey,
if I leave
let's.
Out, if I,
let's watch this Wizzo the Clown, Mikey, let's.
If I just leave out some, like, lukewarm hot chocolate, like, Santa's going to be like, ho, this is the greatest gift I've ever had.
Ho, 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 I'll give you a Wizzo DVD. So. then we have Santa and the Fairy Snow Queen.
Okay,
no.
So
yep.
Okay, so this is like probably the controversial one for us, whereas like this one is sort of like
this is trash. This
we
is
hit the wall on this one. This
I don't
is always
like it.
Every time that we hit, it comes.
I hate it.
We this is when we sort of zone out in this.
I fast forwarded. I hate.
Yes, it's, but I do feel like sometimes we suffer through it, but. It is. This is where
this
it's like adults acting
like toys and children
in a way that's so obnoxious.
I'm Snoopy the Elf.
Oh,
hello! I'm Snoopy the Elf. Oh, kids, and but you know what it is? I hate this. Is what I don't like about it. It reeks of like theater actors.
Definitely
reeks of community theater.
Definitely,
and there is just something about like. Like character actors in regional musical theater that just, I don't know if it's just from overexposure to them, but I have zero tolerance for somebody. And then I just feel like they loved being Snoopy the Elf. They jump up and their little feet
stupid
plant
laughing.
Down and like, ha, 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 I'm Snoopy the Elf. Like they're really overselling it.
It's
and it's
so,
just
and even the way she explains it, she's like, do you ever like think you hear something under your bed? And then you look and they're not there. That's me. Like you
oh, and then she makes like a little like little finger things.
You fucking creep.
Yeah, and I just know that I wouldn't like that person in real life. They'd be the type of person who would like hold you captive and like do a soliloquy in front of you and make you listen to it.
As I've said, I think I summed it up pretty good. The adults acting this way, the way Santa looks, we've always had issues with this one. This one is the most maddening. The laughing, jumping Snoopy, because she snoops. It's too much.
Oh, Snoopy. Also, chill on the snooping, Snoopy.
That's what I'm saying. It's like
Snoopy the Elf
you
going
creep.
Through all my shit, tattling. It's like fucking rat. Snoopy's a rat. Yeah. Ratting us out to Santa. Snoopy's a narc. I don't like it. And then the like beautiful princess who cannot do ballet very well.
No, it's trash. This yeah. one is like, this one is trash that's not our kind of trash.
It does kind of commit the crime of being boring.
It's like, it feels
it's
super long, too.
And irritating.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's adults pretending to be toys, and then adults pretending to be children.
It kind of goes so...
It's like, I'm so whimsical. It's like, no, you're not.
Yeah, it sort of ushers in a little section that's kind of the dregs, because you have the three little doors, which is, like, Hard Rock, Coco, and Joe, and it's, like, a weird, like...
I'm Hard Rock. I'm Coco.
Yeah,
I'm Joe.
It's kind of annoying. And then Santa.
Well, it's like the low, I'm Joe.
Santa in Animal Land is like. Yeah. I mean, the puppets are okay. They're kind of terrifying for kids.
Hard Rock's a cool name, though.
It's all right.
You know, I mean, Hard Rock's a cool name. Like, if you met somebody named Hard Rock and they were selling it.
Maybe.
And Coco.
Santa in Animal Land, like, the frog especially looks pretty. Terrifying for a kid, like,
yeah,
it's sort
scary.
Of like, but I think it picks,
but that's like nightmare fodder in an interesting way that I don't mind.
I don't mind it, but I think it picks back up with the last two, The Spirit of Christmas, especially for us this year because it features marionettes, which we got into
via
Stingray, and so I like the marionettes in this one. There, this is definitely a little cheaper than Stingray. I would say
a little cheaper. I mean, $1 million budget on Stingray.
The sugar plum
Boy,
fairies and
Stingray.
The gingerbread are very, they're on a budget. Mm-hmm. They're on a budget. But I still like it. It's so, but it does have a nice trash budget.
So these are all like wonderful, like seasonal nightmare fodder. Another thing that we like to do this time of year is listen to Christmas music while we watch the old stop motion from like the 40s, Hansel and Gretel, on mute. So mute that. Put any like Christmas ambient type music to that. That's great. There's also Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It's terrifying. It's awesome.
No, there's a lot of
looks
good.
Good. You don't need to hear it.
I
like,
mean, even this,
way.
We'll throw this on mute and just put on some tunes.
The 12 months, like that Russian fairy tale, like that Russian cartoon. Is fantastic. I don't even think there's an English or dub version, but it's fantastic.
But I do want to note the very final one I really like a lot is Christmas Rhapsody, the story of a little fir tree that it's like, you know, thinks he's like, he keeps being like, I ain't accountant. I'm of no account. Like he always says that, but then, you know, he gets dug up by the right person and gets decorated and the songs really sound good and it looks really good. It's like black and white. It feels like it's from like the 40s, but it's probably from the 50s, as it say here. 1948. There you go. It did feel like it was.
This is
40s.
A DVD-R.
It is. Yeah. And
wow.
It's actually lasted.
I can't believe
I guess
believe
it was probably
lasted.
A VHS at one point, and then something weird was doing the DVD-Rs at some point. And then now with AGFA and something weird, you know, teaming up, you know, doing it all stuff in Blu-ray is, you know, fantastic. So we have these great versions of all these. And that's sort of what got us in the zone was that intermission party disc.
Yeah.
Got us in the something weird zone. And then watching Fun in Balloon Land. And now, always
Balloon,
watching this.
Balloon. I really like Balloon, B-L-O-O-N. Fun in Balloon Land.
Yay.
Balloon. Yay.
Now,
we're having fun in Balloon Land.
Now stomp your feet. Yay.
Yay.
And say yay if you don't know what that is. Hey, here's some bands. Say yay.
Yay. I don't know. Cat. No. I don't know. I can't tell if that's cat. Well, yeah, Balloon Land is really, I mean, it's a standout. It's fantastic. I cannot believe you're getting sick.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can, because last night I was, and you knew I was last night.
Thought you were just weary. Sure. I kind of was holding it in, not telling you that I was feeling I was getting sick, but then I slept for 12 hours, and I think I slept it off. Yeah. Remember how I woke up at, like, 12:50 yesterday?
Yeah, so look. We're going through. Look, you know us. We're always going through it. We're
as my dad said, something. You got to drive your car to the wheels fall off.
That's
what we're doing.
Pretty much what we do. Well, retro Christmas classics. Thank you, Something Weird, for this forever. And again, if you don't have this, most of these are on the Santa Claus Conquers the Martians Blu-ray, which is also mandatory.
Yeah.
And hey,
definitely look up A Christmas Dream. You'll know. What
I believe
talking
that
about.
One is
it's,
on.
It's
there.
On all kinds of stuff. You can look up A Christmas Dream. Present for Santa Claus is the one with Dickie and Anne. So if you wanted to see those, I mean, the Rudolph cartoon, we all know about it. But I think that's great. But now we need to see the Santa versus the Devil.
Look, I'm excited. I'm excited to watch Home Alone this month. I'm excited to watch It's a Wonderful Life.
We watched Home Alone last year. When I want to see Home Alone 2 this year.
Let's watch both.
Working on those dos.
Why not both? So many good Christmas
that's our
movies.
Our motto in life.
Exactly.
Apple pie or cherry pie? Why not both pie?
Stripper one or stripper two?
Both.
How about both?
How about both? Santa and hot chocolate. Why can't we have not go with Santa?
I am right there with you, Tara. Well, all right, let's go finish packing. Let's go figure out what you're going to do with me.
God.
And Underground Espionage. We will be back, but it'll be like later next week, you know, but we will.
What is next week even? I have no concept.
Who knows what that even means? You E! Listeners, you are the best. Thank you so much for the support all year. And it's just been a lot of fun. And we're just going to keep rolling and keep providing the yapping that Tara and I do. We'd be doing it if these mics weren't on.
Yeah.
Except that Tara would already be plying me with medicine, which she's about to do.
I need to do that now. I need to pack real bad. So let's get this going.
Oh,
prepare
let's.
Yourself. Oh, Dickie, let's.
Oh, let's.
Let's.
Oh, let's.
Oh, let's.
Oh, let's.
Let's.